This is the Day Heating KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by F&W Fence, live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
And we welcome you back to the Turner Pizza and Tap House in Turner on KYKN, Kaiser Salem. And I just did a double ID in case the FCC was listening. Mike Gallagher, your high school announcer, along with my broadcast partner, going on, what, five seasons now, Charlie?
Five or six. It's been something.
We're almost ready for retirement, I think. We'll bring you the high school games a week from tonight. In fact, at 6:30 next Friday night, we will be at West Salem to broadcast the first of 10 games this year, and that will be the Sheldon at West Salem game. A lot of preseason games the first couple of weeks, so we will be taking care of that. But a new league, if you will, for the local schools. McKay not in the 6A segment as far as competition. They're in a league with Putnam and Milwaukee and St. Helens of all places, but we have pretty much the whole team back together with South and North, West, Sprague, and McNary. They are in their own league now, and we will cover each one of those at least once this year when we open up at West, who is one of the two odds-on teams, I think, Charlie.
Oh, I agree. I think you're looking at West and Sprague both are going to be probably the ones to catch. You never know, you're going to get some surprises, as we talked about before we got on air. There's so many factors that go into this. You got kids transferring around, going to new programs. You got injuries that you have to worry about throughout the season. And do you have those guys that can back up, step into those roles if somebody goes down with an injury?
Well, you've got some notes on some of this. You know, in Sprague, if I have to pick an early favorite, not knowing a darn thing, and saying at the end of October, we're going to be seeing the league champion of this current league the OSAA has down, that I have to give the edge currently to Sprague because of their returning talent, the developing talent, the new head coach in A.J. Robinson, taking zero away from Sean and the folks out at West Salem. But you and I are agreeing in the top two, but not necessarily agreeing in the finish. Who does Sprague bring to the fold?
Well, a couple of guys that stood out, and we got a lot of great information from Landon over at the Statesman Journal. I read through his stuff, and he gave me some great info, so I want to give a shout-out to him and let him know, yes, I know this is where this is coming from, but we got Paul Herb, who's going to be a senior and is one of the leaders on this team. He was all Special District 1 last season, and he's, you know, both sides of the ball. He's a big, big kid who really can get things done. Emmett Hunsacker, also one of the returning offensive linemen on a team hoping to make waves up front. He's a senior, second-team All-Conference last season a year ago, and now he's developed speed, strength, and skill, according to Coach Robinson, and he's really excited coming in. And we talked about it earlier, between these two teams, there are some parallels, and the coaches are one of those, and it's just building the teams from the ground up, the youth programs, bringing everybody in, the community, and talking to the athletic director over at Sprague. One of the things he was really excited about last spring was seeing all the football guys helping out the girls' flag team. They came out, they taught them the little things that the coaches are trying to get the big things done. The players are coming in and teaching them the intricacies and about the positions. They were doing the position stuff, from what I understand, and just a great community over there, and that makes a big difference. And when you go to those games and you see those stands and everything that's going on around the game, you really get that feel.
And then West Salem, they bring back, of course, even more talent. They've lost like every team has lost, but they're going to be vying for that first-place spot as well.
Absolutely. Went to the playoffs last year. The defensive back and returner, all everything, Evan Wistig, he is no longer there. I remember calling his name for, gosh, it feels like 7 years, and I haven't even been here that long. But he was a great player to watch, just a real team leader. Guys coming back, Josiah Sonatos coming back. He's a two-way contributor last season. He's a top running back and a linebacker, which you love to have. And it's kind of funny when you see a linebacker running back and he hits people harder when he's the running back. We see that a lot in this conference as well. Ethan Tatum, a senior, first team All-Conference offensive tackle last year. He's a talented player as well. And they're looking to improve on their record and make another run at the playoffs as well.
Currently, the OSAA rankings have only one team in this area ranked, and that would be Sprague. And they picked up extra votes and come in at number 12 when you think of who they've got. Of course, the 6A pretty much out of the Portland metro area, with West Lynn leading the charge up there. When we step across with North, South, and McNary, that's no particular order, but I would imagine North's going to be down a little. They lost their quarterback to the transfer. South's improved because they've got two of the best passing receiving combos in the state of Oregon. And then McNary, all they can do is get better.
Absolutely. We've seen McNairy. They've gone through some coaching changes, but they, as like I talked about with West and Sprague, that tradition is so big there, and the coaches have coached under the previous coaches. They know them. They've played under them. They've coached them, and that we see that with a lot of these programs is there's continuity all the way up. And again, those youth programs, playing in the youth programs, bringing those kids up in one system so that by the time they get to varsity, you know, they're ready to go. North, again, they lost some linemen. They lost their quarterback.
And two of the best players in the state in Braxton Singleton and Ja'Kai Phillips.
Absolutely. And you know, we talk about injuries. I know Phillips, he had some injuries last year late. And, you know, it's just really, you know, heartbreaking to see him on the sidelines. He was just trying so hard to get back on the field and just couldn't do it. But he had an outstanding year. He was, you know, one of the top running backs in the state, rushing ranked fourth with over 1,400 yards, 21 touchdowns. And he was one of the leaders as well. But coming back for North is Tavita Lada, who's a backup quarterback, and he plays cornerback as well, and he's a great defender. And we'll see. Well, he's linebacker, actually, but we'll see if he's going to be the one that gets the QB1 spot.
The QB1 went to Silverton. We'll talk about that in a little bit when we talk 5A football. We got a couple of minutes here, and we slide down to whoever's left. When you see the South-North-McNairy combination, who's left?
Well, that's always a big one, too, the North-South game. And South, as we talked about, Kellen Bowman, you know, the top passer in the state, breaking records left and right, threw for a ridiculous number of yards, 3,214 last year. The Saxons were, they didn't win a game last season, but I don't expect that will be the case this year. And one thing about them is it's so hard to prepare with, you know, all the quarterbacks they've had in the past, including Bowman. They can throw and they can run, and they run that hurry up offense, which you don't know.
And they're going to do it again.
And it's like, it's so hard to keep up. It's like, you know, it's not even 20, 30 seconds. It's 5 or 10, and that ball is snapped. And Bowman's got a great target, Benjamin Greer. He's one of the top. Historically, he's second. He has the second most single season receiving yards in Oregon history and a state record for most receptions with 24 against Sheldon a year ago, who we'll see next week.
Of course, we talk about South, North, and McNairy. Who will come in, if you will, third? I think someone may surprise you. I can't think of one. To me, it's West and Sprague or Sprague and West and everybody else in this particular special district. And it's just going to be depend on who's improved, who's gotten better, who really wants to be have more wins than losses.
Yeah, and the disappointing thing in a little bit is, unless you really dig, they don't put the JV scores up, which is understandable. But I know a couple years ago, I'm not sure how they did last year, but North Salem, I think they were undefeated at the JV level 2 years ago. So there's definitely some talent there. You're playing against the same kids you're going to face now. So if that does carry over, and again, if you can stay healthy, North's going to be in a good spot, but you got that 1-2 punch from South Salem in addition to everything else they have over there. It's going to be interesting. I would probably give a nod to South, but again, McNairy's, you know, they have been building and building and trying to get back there, and North has been just constantly right there.
Right there, banging on your back. They're like that puppy dog in the backyard nipping at your ankles and pulling at your cuff. So it's going to be North and South, a big game on the first Friday in October. We'll have that broadcast for you, among others. You can check our website, but Sheldon at West Salem is who we kick off with a week from tonight. And then we follow up a little bit later with Sheldon taking on Sprague, because Sheldon's trying to make a comeback since Willamette has come to town. But that's a whole nother. We're going to talk a little bit about 5A and 4A in just a moment. But coming up next year, after this break, we have got the new sports writer, been here about 18 months now, Landon Bartlett. Landon's out covering games tonight. Coach Hedrick's covering a game. He's scouting. We can't have them here at the pizza place, but we do have Landon's thoughts on not only the league we're talking about, but 5A, 4A as well, because we have two state champions, Silverton and Cascade, and we'll be hearing from the Cascade coach later. But first, Landon Bartlett coming up. It's Charlie and Mike here at Pertner Pizza and Tap House as we do our high school football preview coming up before next weekend, and we'll come back with the conversation with Landon Bartlett of the Statesman in just a moment here on 1430 KYKN.
Hi, I'm Dave with Asphalt Armor. People always ask me, when should I seal my asphalt? My answer, right now. The moment your asphalt is laid, it starts aging. Water and oxygen penetrate deep, aging the oils until it becomes hard, brittle, and full of cracks. That's why we created Asphalt Armor, our advanced Forever Black protective coating. It seals in those vital oils, blocks damaging water and sun, and dramatically extends the life of your pavement for years. Don't wait until it cracks and costs you thousands. Protect your valuable investment today. Call Asphalt Armor right now for a free quote or visit asphaltarmor.com.
Come visit us at Capital Toyota, where our staff is fun, friendly, and honest. And with over 200 new Toyotas and 400 pre-owned vehicles in stock, now's the time. Lease a fuel-friendly 2026 Corolla for as low as $219 a month for 36 months. Also, did you know that we buy cars, all makes, and all models, and you can get your money the same day? Best vehicles paired with the best people. Visit us online 24/7, 365 at captoyota.com. It's your way every day on the Parkway. On approved credit, see dealer for details.
At Highway Trailer Sales, everybody's job is the same. And that job is to give our customers the best RVing experience they've ever had. Whether it's traveling cross-country to visit family, tailgating at football games, going to the beach, mountains, high desert areas, everyone's RVing experience is different, and the memories always last a lifetime. Start a family tradition today and build memories for tomorrow at Highway Trailer Sales.
Highway Trailer Sales, just north of I-5, exit 258 in Salem.
Fun for all and all for fun at the Oregon State Fair. All the classic fair experiences you remember and new ones you'll never forget. From the Columbia Bank Concert Series to festive food and fuzzy animals, there's something fun for everyone. Plus, a spectacular show of epic entertainment and a special celebration of America's 250th anniversary. Join in August 28th through September 7th. Tickets at OregonStateFair.org.
For over 90 years, families in the Mid-Willamette Valley have trusted Day Heating and Cooling. Day Heating is built on integrity, community, and excellence in service. As a family-owned and operated company, we are committed to doing the right thing. Proudly partnering with Bryant to meet your heating and cooling needs, we will do whatever it takes to assist you. Day Heating, honored to have served you for over 90 years and looking forward to the next 90.
Turner Pizza and Tap House award-winning fresh hand-tossed pizza put them on the map. And now they're serving up fresh-made Italian-style calzone. We stuff our fresh-made dough with creamy ricotta and mozzarella cheese, pack in your favorite meats or sausages, bake it to a golden crisp, add garlic butter, herbs, and parmesan, and you've got delicious calzone a la Turner. Enjoy fresh salads and appetizers, too. Order online at turnerpizza.com or stop in. Turner Pizza and Tap House on the main drag. And Turner.
Looking for a trusted electrician right here in Salem? Northside Electric is the one to call. At Northside Electric and their electrical professionals that can handle all of your electrical needs, from residential wiring, panel upgrades, and lighting installation to commercial projects, troubleshooting, repairs, and electrical safety inspections, we do it all. They provide fast, friendly, and reliable service you can count on. Find them on the web at northsideelectric.com. That's northsideelectric.com. Northside Electric. They power what matters most.
The Day Heating KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by F&W Fence, continues live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
And we return on the KYKN's Football Preview Show here this afternoon. Unable to catch this guy live because he's all over the place, as most sports reporters are this time of year. But Landon Bartlett, the prep reporter, among other things, at the Salem Statesman Journal Sports Section, entering his second season out of the University of Cincinnati, coming here to cover sports. And I think, and I'm going to just say this, I've told you before, sports hasn't been any better. Ask anybody that reads that paper since you've been there. Thank you for your hard work.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited for this second season and to just get out of the gate running.
Yeah, well, you just said it earlier. This is your first time in a long time where you've had two consecutive seasons covering the same coaches and the same team.
The weight off my shoulders, having connections with nearly every coach in the area, is, I can't describe it. It's so exciting. It's so refreshing to be able to be a familiar face and know these guys and them know me heading into this fall.
Well, one of the things that's changed, and we're going to primarily talk about the 6A teams here in town, the Salem Skizers. McKay, not in this loop in Special District 1, but Sprague, North, South, West Salem, and McNary
are in their own league again. No more Medford, no more Grants Pass. They might play them, but they're not part of the loop. And I think that's refreshing for many reasons, to include travel.
The Salem schools are really happy to be in their own conference for several reasons. Definitely highest among them being travel. Just the level of competition is more balanced. These guys can schedule 4 to 5 out-of-conference games that fit their style, fit their kind of level of play, and sets them up for a better future.
The next thing we know is we have 5 teams that are playing each other, just like always, minus McKay. And I'm hearing the same thing. Sprager, West Salem. McNary's improved. South Salem will improve. North Salem lost some people, but it's Sprague and South Salem. Would that be the fair content?
Yeah, Sprague and West, I would say, are coming into this season. I'm pretty confident they bring some experienced squads to the table. And with this new look conference, they both, you know, have familiar competition ahead. Sprague, for example, brings back a really strong offensive and defensive line, which is just the core of any high school football team. West has so much depth and talent every year, and those guys are ready to step up. I actually just interacted with them a couple of days ago, got to know how excited they are for the season, how motivated they are for the season. Those two are going to be fun to watch this fall.
Well, they've got outstanding coaches. They all do. AJ out at Sprague is very excited. I can tell he feels he could win it, considering the new alignment. Sean is always the competitor. He feels he can win it, and I really do believe it's coming down to those two, because North Salem has lost people, a lot to graduation, some to transfers. South Salem rebuilding from last year with some of the best athletes in the state. And then McNary, Josh out there, he's starting to rebuild the Celtics into something. Talk about McNary. You're kind of encouraged about the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see the way Coach Riddle out there displays his commitment to the kids, and it's being reflected in their practices. I got to see them practice last week, and the numbers look good. Those kids look motivated. They look happy to be there, which is just one of the most important things you can have. They lost a lot of weaponry, offensive and defensive, but they have some exciting players coming back, including their starting quarterback, who was an all-conference DB last year, who's going to kind of lead the charge. I think Taven Cum is his name. They're going to be fun, I think. They're going to have fun.
Well, they didn't have any fun last year or two. And when you bring a guy in who is as motivated and a winner like Coach Josh Riddle, and his partner, AJ, and others that are on his staff, he really brings a motivated, experienced staff in that can motivate young men to play good football.
And, I mean, you know, so we were doing these media days with every Salem-Keizer area school these last 2 weeks, and one of the things we wanted to do was make them personal to every school. And one thing that McNary has that not a lot of other teams do is a giant sign on their stadium that says state titles, in which ones they've won, in league titles, in which ones they've won. And they're one of the winningest programs in Salem. Mm-hmm. So just having that motivation standing above them, literally from their stadium every day at practice, I think is a little key element to that revival of a program.
South and North both have struggled the last couple of years. North a little more last year than I expected. South much more than they didn't win a game. And that is not South Salem football. What's the difference this year for Coach Josh Van Luke?
The faces on the field at South are pretty familiar. Starting quarterback Kellen Bowman, who is a University of Portland commit as a pitcher on the diamond. He'll be slinging the rock again, and he's one of the best passers in the state. He led the state in passing yards, broke a couple state records last year. Yeah. And he's throwing to his same wide receiver one, Ben Greer, who is just untouchable as a wide receiver and a really really good defender, versatile defender, and he's going to be one of the better athletes in that conference. The question for them is, can they stop teams from scoring as much as they score? And I think they're looking forward to answering that question. We'll see.
They're not as big physically as they were 2-3 seasons ago, especially on the O and the D line. I wouldn't say they're small, but they're just not humongous.
It varies year to year on the size of the line. You can't really do anything about it. They got guys that are going to, you know, dig their boots into the ground and try as hard as they can. And that's all you can ask for, and hope it goes their way.
North Salem loses a quarterback. He transfers. We also find out that they've lost a lot of key players like Ja'Kai Phillips, who went over to Western Oregon, among others, some of their linemen. Is it a rebuilding year? Is it retooling?
They lost two of the most talented football players in the state of Oregon last year. Braxton Singleton's now at the U of O. And Ja'Kai Phillips, you know, was just a untouchable running back, and they're both gone. So any team replacing them would be a challenge. And then they lost their starting quarterback, Quentin Lake, as well, who's at Silverton now. But they have a lot of familiar faces. Tavita Lotta is his name. He was the starting quarterback in 24 for North Salem. Mm-hmm. He's back in the competition fighting for the role this fall. So it's still kind of experience there. And they bring back essentially the rest of the wide receivers playing in that room. And they got a couple new guys in that have some size. So they have the size. And there's no doubt to whether or not they have the commitment. Coach Singleton over there, Caleb, has those guys in line in a great way. They're excited for the season. And they're one of the teams that I think really benefits from the new schedules, getting those four out of conference games that, you know, match their skill level, put them where they want to be.
And McKay, 6A, but in a 5A conference, another special district that includes, among others, St. Helens, Milwaukee, Rex Putnam, and that they're also going to play some Valley schools, McKay.
Yeah, McKay is in a new conference this year that much aligns with their level of play they want. The one interesting thing that just happened is McKay will be playing Cascade at Cascade in the second to last week of the year. McKay lost Valley Catholic on the schedule and most recently lost South Eugene, and they're looking to replace them right now. McKay got a schedule that they like this year. The players are committed. They're back. They're playing hard. I got to interact with them. We did their media day. They're having fun. They got new jerseys. They look good. Coach Ken Ramirez has the guys working as hard as they can.
We'll go over to 5A, and we have two of the best top 10 teams in the state, and they're kind of neighbors, Silverton and Dallas. Of course, the defending 5A champions, Coach Dan Lieber and his crew. I think they surprised a lot of people, maybe themselves a little, but Silverton, well-coached, talented, lost a few tough ones, but they returned some key elements.
Silverton loaded once again. They lost some of the best talent in the classification, but they also returned some of the best talent in the classification. Lincoln Teeny, the reigning 5A Defensive Player of the Year, is back with his two-way responsibilities. I know who's named Defensive Player of the Year, but hands, and they have a lot of guys that are just two-way weapons. But I was talking to Lever the other day, and he said the pride of this team is going to be in the trenches this year. They return a boatload of size and talent on both sides of the lines. Mark Bailey is a All-State returning two-way lineman. James Collier is a two-way All-Conference lineman. They return a lot in the trenches, and when you do that, there's just so much that can go right.
I hear they're going to compete for the semifinals, maybe, unless the wheels fall off or there's a whole lot of injuries across the valley. Annie Jackson's got a good team over in Dallas. It could surprise some people.
In the most exciting way possible, Dallas has got some athletic monsters over on their field. Think of Bertram Latta, who's one of the best throwers in track and field in the state, on their line. I think of Aiden Galusha, who is just an absolute powerhouse, running back, D-end. And then you have Carson Langford, one of the best wrestlers in America, going to be back in the lines for Dallas. They're an exciting team, and that Dallas-Silverton rivalry means as much to them as any rivalry in the state. So you know they're going to go to war.
Talking with Landon Bartlett, the sports writer for the Salem Statesman Journal. Real briefly, we have two state champions in this valley, and at the 4A level, Cascade and Coach Shane Hedrick. The Cougars lose a little, but they've got a program.
So Cascade graduated the offensive and defensive state player of the year in Matthew Hinkle on the defensive side and Bryce Kenzie on the offensive. And that is just such a task to replace those talents. And somehow Cascade has started to do it, and it's looking good. They got three transfers in from Staten, all three of which are super talented and are going to play a role this season. Josiah Hawkins, an All-State wide receiver and defensive back and kick returner, is back to lead the charge. He's the type of guy that you see him on the field, you're like, well, that's the best player on the field. They're going to be fun. They returned. They lost a lot on the lines, kind of contrarily to like what we see in Silverton. But Sabi Havlinka, sorry if I pronounced that wrong. He's a good lineman for them. He's going to lead the charge. Once they figure that out, if they don't already have that figured it out, they'll be right in step with what they want.
Well, for the Statesman Journal, they're going to do live scores later at night, like after 10:30. They'll be updated into the midnight hour. And you're going to be the game of the week or maybe two, depending on how well they've got you stretched in. I know maybe Cappy will get out and, you know, maybe she'll cover a game. But Landon Barlin has been around for two seasons. He's made a huge difference with the coverage here locally, no matter what level it is. And we just appreciate you taking the time here during your busy time coming up here to be on the show here. Even if you can't be at the pizza, we'll save you a slice.
Yeah, it's a blast. This fall is going to be so much fun. I'm starting week one out at Silverton, week two at West Salem. Would recommend everyone checking out the Statesman Journal's Media Days on social media. We got to have some fun with all the Salem Kaiser schools, get their photos, get a video out. Those have been fun. Good way to get excited about the season. Good way to get the kids going. And yeah, excited for the fall now.
We are too. He's Ann Landon Bartlett of the Statesman Journal. You can see his writing online as well as in print at statesmanjournal.com. For Landon, this is Mike, and I'll return coming back to Turner Pizza and Tap House as we continue here on KYKN's Football Preview Show on 1430 KYKN.
If you love the outdoors, you're going to enjoy Ward's Collectibles Auction going on right now. There are around 7,000 items you can bid on, including thousands of ammo boxes, lots of collectible art and advertising, and more, including a gun vault stuffed with hundreds of guns and pistols of all calibers. You can stop by and inspect them at their gun vault at 827 Main Street in Dallas. Ward's Collectibles Auction going on now through August 28th. Go to wardscollectibles.com. For more information, call 503-566-8800.
Hi, this is Brian Merrill up at Valley Motor Company in South Commercial. I'm the Sprinter Manager, and I'm here to bring you this month's promotion. 2025 Sprinter Cargo and Crew Vans, $8,000 customer cash. And the 2026 with $3,000 in customer cash. Available with Conquest incentive of $3,000 with proof of ownership of a competing truck or van. And also both available with 3.9 APR and a 36-month term on approved credit. These won't last long. Please come and see us at 2405 Commercial Street Southeast in Salem, Oregon. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Cargo and Crew Vans for your business or family.
Update your decor today during our huge Labor Day sale at Carpets Plus Color Tile. Choose from super soft elite performance carpets, luxury vinyl tile, hardwood, and tile, all at unbeatable savings. Make the most of our 12 months no interest financing now through Labor Day at Carpets Plus Color Tile. We're in Academy Square across from the Lancaster Mall.
At Carpets Plus Color Tile, America's floor store.
At Domino's, we think life has become way too complicated. We want to make it super easy to save some of your hard-earned money on all your favorite, delicious Domino's items. Just go to Domino's.com and order pizza, wings, bread twists, salads, sandwiches, pasta, soft drinks, desserts, or whatever you'd like. Press the 20% off your entire order coupon and boom! You save 20% on your entire order. It doesn't get any easier than that. Save 20% right now at Domino's.com. You save 20% on your entire order. Domino's.com.
Find the best prices every day at your local Coastal. Coastal is here to save you money. We've lowered prices store-wide to get you the workwear, pet food, animal feed, and the farm, home, and ranch essentials you need for less. You'll be surprised at the savings you find on workwear, pet food, animal feed, and more. Come see the savings at your local Coastal or shop online at coastalcountry.com. Plus, if you find a lower advertised price on an identical product from a competitor, we'll match that price. We're committed to saving our customers money by having the best prices every day at your local Coastal.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, just what the country needs.
Shop the best prices today at your local Coastal.
For three generations, F&W Fence has been building strong, durable fences of all shapes and sizes. Whether it's for your residential or commercial fencing needs, our team will help bring your design to life. We believe in excellence, whether it's an elegant design for your home or a mile-long security fence. No job is too small or too big.
Proud sponsor of youth programs, local schools, and nonprofit organizations.
Call us today for a free estimate or visit our website.
Check them out at fwfence.com.
Back to the Dave Heating KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by F&W Fence, live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
Yes, back down on Main Street in Turner, across from the Zia Fire Department at Turner Pizza and Tap House. You can hear a great crowd here tonight. Great homemade pizza, homemade all kinds of foods, calzone, salads, even chicken wings as well, an outstanding bar and brew collection. Come in to Turner Pizza and Tap House. Mike Allinger with Charlie McGuire. And one of the things, Charlie, we didn't get to was the 5 and the 4 and the 3A. There's not a lot to say other than we're excited about the October game we're doing in Dallas with number 1 Silverton and number 7 Dallas.
Yeah, and again, I want to say a shout-out to Landon, too. Greg got a lot of information from the stuff he did in his work. And I think if he had tasted this pizza, he might have just said, I'm just going to come out with you guys and hang out.
But he had his girlfriend with him, so maybe not.
Yeah, that is true. But, yeah, we're really excited. We've done this matchup for the last couple of years, Silverton and Dallas. I don't know if it's a heated rivalry, but it's a heck of a rivalry. These guys just go at it every year. And, again, as he talked about, Landon, Silverton, when I went through this, I was like ranking the top players in the state, players to watch, and it's like Silverton, and it's just all these great players. And he talked about Mark Bailey, offensive and defensive lineman, you know, first team all-state roster on the offensive line, and defensively he was all-conference, second team all-state, and having those guys on the line. And remember, he was just a sophomore a year ago, so going into his junior season, he's going to be one of the leaders. Probably a captain-type kid, even though he's a junior, but he's going to be one of those guys, and that Silverton defense is just loaded. You look at Lincoln Teeny, he was the defensive player of the year in 5A and special district defensive player of the year as well, and can also get it done on the offensive side. So a couple key players for Silverton to watch this year.
And at Dallas, they got a lot of talent not only on the line, they were returning back, returning quarterbacks, a lot of two-way players.
Yeah, Aiden Galusha, who we saw last year, had a great game in the matchup that we had. First team all-conference and honorable mention all-state as a running back, so he's going to be one to watch as well. And also Dallas, who has one of the top kickers, and you don't really hear much about those kickers, and we talked about that before we came on air, but that's Nicholas Schneider. He's a senior. He's one of the top field goal kickers in Oregon, earned all-state honors. He was first team all-conference and a second team all-state kicker. And kind of segueing into that, we did talk about, and I was talking with Hunter earlier about opportunities after high school, and kickers was one of the things that came up, and we see it kind of slowly coming in. And I mentioned D3 dozen years ago, they realized that if you got a good place kicker, that can be the difference in the outcome of games. And I think high school, some of the times we watched last year, just even extra points becomes so critical. So if you got a good kicker, you know, that could mean the difference.
When we talk about Silverton, we mentioned a transfer from North Salem. He's their new quarterback unless Mr. Lake is not able to produce. So we don't know much about him other than he was a good starter last year for a while and the year before he played a little bit. And now he's going to be the starter as the McKay starter was the year before for Silverton. So another new quarterback for the Silverton.
Yeah, and he's just probably looking around saying, I have this opportunity. If I can go do it at Silverton, maybe win a state championship, maybe my odds are a little better, I'm going to go that. He's a lefty, so, you know, southpaw quarterback. So there's a little, you know, you got to prepare for that defensively. He's got a gun. The problems he had last year at North was he was just overthrowing his receivers, and he was putting in a spot where either the receiver's going to get it or nobody is. So he didn't really have a lot of interceptions. He didn't give defenses a chance to intercept. He's either getting a hit to his guy or it's going to go over his head. And sometimes that he did run into some problems there, but I think Silverton has got a good one.
Well, Silverton isn't the only defending state champion in the Valley at the 4A level. Coach Shane Hedrick and his Cascade Cougars come back after they won their first state championship since the 80s, the first ever in Shane's career. And we're going to hear from Shane in a little while here. But, you know, number one Cascade, number 10 Central, where Shane spent 23 years as a head coach. Now he's in his fourth year at Cascade, and I've been to a practice or two. I think he's just going to reload. He's lost some key players, certainly some talent, but he seems like he develops talent.
And that's what we talked about some of the other coaches. I think that's we talked about West and also Sprague, but all the coaches in this league, and I think, and Landon hit on it too, travel is going to be a big thing. You're not taking that 3-4 hour trip to Grants Pass. You're not going down to Medford, because it's really going to throw you off on a Friday night, you know, sitting on that bus. And these are school buses that they're riding. Yeah. These aren't charters, I don't think, anyway. But that makes a big difference, and I think that's going to have a definite effect on the competition in the Salem Kaiser, plus the rivalries every week, nowhere to hide. I think that's where North's going to come in that spot, is they're going to come in and mess things up.
Well, Cascade beat Henley of Klamath Falls 52-10 in that 3-4A title. They're ranked number one, Henley number two, and then number 10, Central of Independence, a team that's back on the mend after Shane left over there. So we've got two top 10 teams to start this season in the 4A ranks right here.
And as you mentioned before, as I went on that, digressed a little bit, but that's the thing. He's been around. He's coached a lot of different programs. And again, you start from the bottom, the right. Younger kids, you bring them up and you just teach them how to play the game. And then when you lose those guys, there's guys chomping at the bit, ready to go and prove themselves.
And Kennedy's done the same thing. They made it to the semifinals before Heppner came from behind to beat them. I did that ball game over in Central Oregon. And I'll tell you right now that Kennedy has got another reloading year over there in Mount Angel. They're at number three ranked coming into the season. They're going to be a factor at the 3A level.
Oh, yeah, and you look at the top teams in all the polls, all the coaches' polls, which are obviously different than the OSAA computer polls. The coaches know because they're following everybody. And, it's the usual suspects up top ready to go for another state championship.
Well, earlier this week, as we go from high school to a quick headline here, if you were an Oregon State Beaver fan way back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you'll remember their radio guy. His name was Daryl Ani. And Daryl Ani was well known more than anything else for one of his key calls that he would make after something exciting. It was, what was it exactly? Oh, he'd make his comment, and then it would end up being jumping up and down Martha. And Martha was his aunt, by the way, I found out from Daryl. Daryl made a big influence on my life. When I made the move from Central Oregon to here in 1986, over half of the reason I did it was because of Daryl Ani. If I'm visiting him, I drove to Corvallis, spent over half a day with him. He gave me his insight. He critiqued my tape. He told me how I could improve, how good I was and wasn't, and what to expect. And says, go for a high school job and try to grab a college job along the way, because a lot of smaller colleges don't have broadcast coverage. I got lucky. Willamette said okay after a couple of years of trying. And between that and the Valley League that Mark Gilman and I did, we were able to put together something early on at KYKN. And if it had been for Daryl Ani lighting a fire under me, I don't know if I'd be here today. And so I'm very grateful to Daryl. And I know you didn't know him, but he died a couple of days ago at the age of 83, the voice of the Beavers before Mike Parker. And before we, as we go into this break, you're going to hear a tribute to my friend from about the, I don't know when it was, it's been 20 years or so right now, Oregon versus Oregon State in basketball, you will hear the unique call of the late Daryl Ani.
Down to 14 in the shot clock, three-point try, Hill, over and off to the right, Zevenbergen long rebound, slide the ball to nobody in particular, intercepted by Knox. Went through the hands of Bonato. Beavers go the other way. Knox, pull up, lean in, jump. Bingo! Beavers lead 6-0, 18-21. Left to go in the first half, and this crowd is excited in Corvallis. Hang the pass down low to Velp. Ball muscle, knocked loose. Velp was fouled. No call. Beavers get the loose ball to Peyton. Alley-oop. Ortiz stuffed it. Holy jumping up and down Martha. Peyton hung it up in the air. Ortiz stuffed it. Timeout. Washington. Martin up for the rebound. Beavers lead the Huskies by 18 as they bring the ball from backcourt to Martin. Right corner, Knox, open jumper. Bingo, baby! Beavers lead between the circles, go to a double high post, give the ball to Ortiz. Now to Knox, far side of the wing. Down low to Ortiz, releasing to the basket. Stuff that baby in! Holy Toledo! 2:22 left. Beavers are going to use clock now. Still 30 on the shot clock and draw Oregon out of the zone, if nothing else. Ducks really extending the zone. Pass down low to Hart. Double fake. Dish the ball to Martin. Don't force it to Ortiz. Jump hook in. Jose Ortiz with a right hand jump hook coming through the lane for his 19th point. We've reached the 2-minute mark to go. 66-60. Taylor back up jump. Air ball. Ortiz rebound. Knock to Peyton. Need to slow down. Peyton down the lane all the way. Lays it in. Holy jumping up and down, Martha.
All things 1430 KYKN are at KYKN.com. Not only can you listen live on our stream 24/7, but you'll also find local news and national news. Missed a show of Newsmakers, Rural Matters, The Sports Ticket, Tailgater Show, or High School Sports? You can find them under the podcast tab at KYKN.com. There's also a list of our sponsors. All things 1430 KYKN are at KYKN.com.
With today's record highs for gold, you might be sitting on a pot of gold and didn't even know it. Brian at American Coin and Gold is the best place to take your gold jewelry, prospector gold, and dental gold and see what it's worth. He's been in the business for 25 years, giving great customer service, developing relationships. People love him. Take your gold jewelry to Brian at American Coin and Gold and see if you're sitting on a pot of gold. Located at 4918 River Road in Kaiser, across from Dutch Bros.
Come visit us at Capital Toyota, where our staff is fun, friendly, and honest. And with over 200 new Toyotas and 400 pre-owned vehicles in stock, now's the time. Lease a fuel-friendly 2026 Corolla for as low as $219 a month for 36 months. Also, did you know that we buy cars, all makes, and all models, and you can get your money the same day? Best vehicles paired with the best people. Visit us online 24/7/365 at captoyota.com. It's your way, every day, on the Parkway. On approved credit, see dealer for details.
Tired of your faded, cracked parking lot giving customers the wrong first impression? Now there's Asphalt Armor, the beautiful new black coating that transforms dull, worn-out asphalt into a rich, jet-black professional showpiece in just one day. That stunning new look instantly boosts your business appeal, makes your property stand out, welcomes more customers, and says success the moment they pulled in. Give your parking lot the upgrade it deserves and watch your business soar. Call today for a free quote or go to asphaltarmor.com. That's asphaltarmor.com.
If that fence or deck of yours is looking a little rough and needs to be replaced, it's time to call ECS Northwest. At ECS Northwest, we're a locally owned full-service contractor and have been installing and replacing decks, fences, and woodworking for almost two decades now. Estimates are free, and we get the job done right the first time with excellent customer service. Call ECS Northwest today and schedule a free estimate for fencing, decking, or woodwork. Call 503-581-2222. ECS Northwest, your local woodworking specialist. CCB number 192-695.
If you or someone you know is a veteran or currently serving in the military, listen up. The Mid-Willamette Valley Veteran Standdown is happening Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Salem YMCA, 685 Court Street Northeast in Salem. This free event connects veterans and service members with valuable resources and services, including medical and dental care, legal assistance, haircuts, employment opportunities, financial education, and information about VA benefits and other community programs. Whether you need support today or just want to learn what's available, this event is for you. Getting there is easy. Chariots is providing free bus rides for veterans attending the event. A special thanks to our major sponsors, Stay Alive Vets, Mid-Willamette Valley Community Action Agency, and the Wounded Warriors Project. Their support makes this event possible. For more information, call the Salem Vet Center at 503-362-9911 and ask for Rosie Macias. Again, that's 503-362-9911. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, September 2nd.
Cold weather has a way of exposing procrastination. The first freezing night is a terrible time to discover the fireplace you wanted is backordered. The installers are booked, and everyone else had the same idea. Get ahead of the rush with Heat and Glow fireplaces, built for reliable comfort and beautiful living spaces. Choose Heat and Glow before the busy season limits your options while choices are plentiful. Get your Heat and Glow fireplace at Home Fire Stove in Grill City or reach out at homefirestove.com.
Back to the Dave Heating KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by F&W Fence, live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
The KYKN High School Football and College Football Preview Show continues here from Turner Pizza and Tap House, and because it's a Friday night and because coaches and other people are spread a little thin, we were able to stop by practice earlier today and talk with head coach Shane Hedrick of the defending 4A state champion Cascade Cougars. And, of course, I've known Shane since he was in Kaiser, and his son, who is his assistant coach, was in junior high. So we go back a little bit, but I never get the pleasure of watching many of your games. But I want to say, it's been 8 months since you've earned the title, your first ever state title as a coach. You did 20 years at Central, 8 semis, no finals. Are you still feeling it, or did you have to flush it after school was out?
Well, you know, the feeling is always going to be there. It was such a great season for us. But the feeling went away probably January, February, and then you're working on your next season and all the things that go into to being successful, and it all adds up to being, you know, hard workers. So we've been focused really hard right now on our hard work in the classroom and on the field.
What's it been like? You've not been in part of a community that has won a state title in football that you coached. You came close with semis, but never the first time ever for you. What's it been like for you and certainly for the community?
Well, it's been very exciting for me and the community. You know, we come home and the community is waiting here at the high school for us, you know, following that game. And they were here the next day for a morning breakfast. That was a Sunday. And it was very exciting to be in a community that, you know, they love their sports, but they also love their kids and they love to see them be successful. And when you can put those things together, it's a lot of fun.
But you know, you're ranked number one as you would be, and I know rankings really mean less to you until about early November, and that's usually when they count for playoff positioning for anybody. But it does have to feel good that the coaches still respect you and the writers.
Well, you know what? I'll be absolutely honest. I never look at that. Never have as a coach. You know, it's exciting. It's fun for people to think about and talk about, but they don't add points to you. They don't stop anybody on defense. They don't do anything for special teams. You know, it's just, you know, it's good barbershop talk and keeps those guys excited, but I don't pay much attention to it.
Head coach Shane Hedrick of the defending Cascade Cougar football champions of 4A. Coach, you know, it's a brand new season. You're going to kick it off a week from tonight, and you've got three road games to open it up with. You start at Crescent Valley. When you think about what you've lost, which was quite a bit, and when you think about how many seniors you lost at this school, but you've also returned some great players. You've picked up two or three new ones. And I think you've got your team developed, but how far are you? Are you where you want to be at this point?
Well, we've had a tremendous off season. We've had a great summer in the weight room. We've had great camps this summer. Yes, we lost some real workhorses last year, especially in our backfield. But we've got great kids now that are stepping up and accepting the challenge. They've got to be the next guys in. And you know, there's nothing that replaces knowing how to win and be successful. And we've kind of have that in our program now.
It's a mindset. You're always playing to win and not playing not to lose, which people think about that there is a big difference.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. You can go back in the day with some of the more popular and successful Division I coaches, and they wouldn't go to a high school and recruit a kid that wasn't on a winning program. They'd only go to high schools where kids, you know, had winning and successful programs. And I think that's what we have here.
Coach, when we talk about what you've got coming up, of course, we already know who the Ducks starting quarterback is. We know who the Beavers starting quarterback is, but we're not going to know about the Cougars starting quarterback till probably next week. And you've got two or three good ones to choose. You can't even begin to say which one it'll be.
Yeah, we have a really good coach that I think does a lot of teaching and a lot of skill development with those quarterbacks. So, you know, through the program, there's six kids that we feel real good about. And obviously, there's some younger ones that aren't ready for varsity yet. But at the varsity level, we've got, you know, two to three kids that are competing, you know, pretty much equal reps right now. Now, that'll certainly over the weekend have to change. We are taking data on every snap and every completion and every drop and every misread. And, you know, come Sunday, it'll be a real sit down meeting that we'll talk about, you know, who's going to give us the best chance to lead our team on the 4th of September. And we'll go from there.
You know, you've got one of those as a transfer from a nearby high school in Mr. Hughes. Also, Anderson Craig is two of those three that you were talking about. And when you're talking about even Keel right now, it is going to be a tough decision. Does that also say the same in just about any position right now, especially skilled positions?
Well, yeah, that one's a juggernaut for us because, you know, for me personally, I've coached both of their fathers either in college or in high school. So it kind of goes back, you know, I know the families well. They're very competitive families. They got a lot of pride. The kids are showing up every day. And I'll just share this example, how much iron sharpens iron. You know, when practice would start at 4, quarterbacks would show up at 3:55. Now that there's competition, we've got quarterbacks on the field at 3:30 throwing the ball and taking snaps. And so, you know, you look at that, you're going, well, in the last week alone, a half hour a day times 5, that's almost a practice and a half. Those kids have gotten in just extra duty. So, you know, that old phrase of iron sharpens iron, that's true in this case.
Shane Hedrick, head coach of the Cascade Cougars, here today on our preview show. Coach, also, skill positions, they got to be throwing to somebody, which means some receivers are out early, too.
Yeah, well, we've got a group of receivers that might be, and again, might be some of the best that I've had since I've been in high school. Jay Erickson, Josiah Hawkins, Jacob Bourne. Our tight end core is a really, really solid out in there. LJ Nierman is in that mix too. And so we're really excited about that. But then again, what comes with that, there's potentially five guys you can throw to and there's only one ball. So we got to figure out how to get guys, you know, excited about getting out there and understanding that, yeah, we got to kind of spread the wealth a little bit.
You kind of run, I thought it was more of a pro-ish type set. Sometimes one, sometimes two backs, I backs. You kind of mix it up a little bit. Running backs in the mix this year?
Absolutely. In our running back field, you know, we had a really solid freshman last year that, because we had some games that were decided very early, got some really good experience. And Weston Shule was one of those at tailback. We've also had two backs transfer in from our nearby community of Staten, and those will add some, you know, some depth there. Gunnar Cook will be back in there as well. So we feel real good about the backfield. And right now, yeah, if we lined up, we'd probably be in a 21 personnel with two backs. But we also have the flexibility to go to a one back and a three wide out. So we'll just see how the quarterbacks develop and how the line feels as they step up to some real competition here soon.
And you can't do anything without that front five up there. And how is that developing from a two deep perspective?
Yeah, well, last year we had probably the deepest offensive line I've ever had. Any one of those two groups could have started. Now, we had a couple of really exceptional linemen last year that graduated, but we've got some really good kids stepping up, and we feel real good about the line right now. We're about 11 kids there, and so we've got to be able to sub a little bit, get some rest in there, but we feel real excited about their development, and they are incredibly hard workers.
Drop a couple of names that are right in there. Somebody maybe you've said, he's real close. He could be our starter. He is our line leader. Who do you got?
Yeah, Sabi Lavinka returns last year. He had some All-State honors last year at our quick tackle. That's the kind of the backside of the quarterback. Jacob Roden returns back at guard. Jackson Elvin returns back at tackle. He started several times for us last year, got a lot of playing time last year as well. Max Park returns from last year, big kid, about 265, 270, runs really well. And probably the hardest worker we have in that group is a kid that didn't start last year, but is Wyatt Bales. And pound for pound, he's as strong as any kid we have. And he leads the offensive line at center, and we're real excited about him coming in this year.
Your defense was stingy, probably more stingy than your offense was in many ways. And like you said, it takes a good defense to give the ball to your offense. Talk about your top defenders.
Well, you know, Jay Erickson will be right in there. Our linebacker crew might be the most impressive linebackers I've seen in 4A anyway. Brody Anundi will be in that mix in there. Wyatt Metcalf is in that group as well, along with Conklin, a transfer that came over from Staten. I mentioned Jay Erickson in there. So those kids that back there in that four group there, we feel real good about. We feel good about the front line in there, probably not as deep as we've had in the past. And then we've got some real dudes in the secondary, starting with Josiah Hawkins, who returns as All-State, has a lot of attention, you know, from the Idaho State type programs. Idaho, in fact, he was offered by Idaho State just last week. So he's going to be one of the better DBs in the state of Oregon at any level. And then Jacob Bourne, Teak Shaw, some younger kids that got a lot of experience last year. And so our secondary might be one of the best secondaries that we've had since I've been at Cascade.
Cody Hawkins, former Dan Hawkins' son, Idaho State coach, at least I think he still is. Known him since he was a little guy. When we talk about special teams, we tend to forget about your punters, and particularly guys that can kick that ball. Who do you got booting the ball this year?
Well, in our punting category, we've got Josiah Hawkins back there and Jacob Bourne. And I'll be honest with you, Mike, we don't really try to be real good at punt. It's something we don't like to do very often, but when we have to, you know, those kids, they're athletic enough to get it out of there. Our kicking game has really stepped up this year, in practices anyway. We're going to see how it translates on Friday nights, but Anderson Craig has got a really solid leg on him, as well as Lance Nierman. So both those kids are competing right there for that. And we could go either way and we'd be successful. So we feel good about that.
How about 40, 45 yard field goals later in the season?
Well, you know, I don't know if we're into the 45 range, but I will say we'd feel comfortable between 25 and 30 with those kids.
Okay. Anything about this team that so far through a couple of weeks of fall camp, as you get ready for game one, that stands out, that makes them set them apart, maybe from your state championship team?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, you mentioned the number of semifinal games that I've been involved with, and it does take a certain degree of luck. But the factor that we have this year with these kids, it's not going to be about luck. These kids are hard workers. I mean, they are grinders. They show up to everything. They're lifting right now as we speak this morning, and and we're going to go out to practice. And that's just what they do every day. So it's not something that's magical other than the fact that these kids work.
Your quarterback coach, do I know him?
Well, I think so. I think so. You've watched him play when he was a middle school kid and played for Larry Smith there in the Kaiser Little League. And
wasn't he at Boise State?
He was at Boise State and then had a cup of coffee with the Denver Broncos and the British, the BC Lions up in Canada and then got into police work and spent 5 years there and then went into teaching. And so this is his fifth year in teaching and coaching. And as a father, I'm having the time of my life coaching with him.
Well, Grant, I was going to say, what's it like as a dad coaching a kid that you've helped coach? In fact, he got you into the semifinals at least once or twice as quarterback over at Central. But sometimes there's an animosity, sometimes there's angst, but it seems to me there's just a lot of love and respect.
Well, there is, because I learned from a lot of coaches that didn't pick that up. You know, when I was younger, I had Mark Speckman as kind of a mentor, worked with him at Willamette. And, you know, Mark, you know, always said, hey, never take it home. You know, leave it on the field. And I took that from there. And we've never had, you know, side words with each other. He might think differently, but I don't think so. We've always kept it on the field. We've always kept it professional and maintained that relationship. And like I said, I'm very proud of that.
20 years at Central, entering his fourth year at the defending 4A state champion Cascade Cougars. That's Shane Hedrick, the head coach, getting ready for the first week with 3 road games. And Coach, I know you're busy. You taking time for us is appreciated. Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming by.
You bet. Shane Hedrick here with us on our preview show. We'll come back and we'll begin to wrap up the show here from the Turner Pizza and Tap House when we return here on 1430. KYK.
At Turner Pizza and Tap House, there's a new 16-inch family-size pizza waiting for you. Order favorites like a hot rod pepperoni, station wagon combo, or zesty Hercules. You'll love their fresh homemade aged hand-tossed pizza dough, too. And check out Turner Pizza's new menu for delicious appetizers, fresh-made salads, and now pita wraps. Plus ice-cold beverages and local microbrews on tap. Family-friendly and hometown-proud, come to Turner Pizza and Tap House.
The Day Heating KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by F&W Fence, continues live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
Mike Gallagher, Charlie McGuire, wrapping it up here at Turner Pizza and Tap House. We thank Chad and Lucas and everybody, Mark, everybody here for their hospitality. Great pizza. Come on out. They're still serving every day. Charlie, thanks for coming in. We're excited for next Friday in our game at West Salem.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great way to start, and I think we're going to have a great season. And as we said, having the Salem-Kaiser League back solidified again, I think that's going to make for some really, really good games.
Check our schedule at kykn.com and osaa.org. For Hunter and everybody here, Dave, we thank you for joining us here on 1430 KYKN's Football Preview.
This has been the Day Heating KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by F&W Fence, live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening. Beck, Starnes, Newsmakers, Hewitt and Peggs, the Mid-Valley's best live talk weekdays, 1430 KYKN, Salem-Kaiser.